Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Chav Gimel, begin with Amud Beis, begin with Teis de Bemasach, begin with the words of the Gemara, Hoda Pashta. Subsequently, the Gemara resolved that Ner Chanukah Adif, that the candlelight of the Chanukah Ner is better, Mishum Persum Enisa, because it publicized the miracle. Which Teis come to qualify, do we make the Haftarah of Chanukah and not that of Rosh Chodesh because of Persum Enisa? And that is, the Gemara brought what's more important. Ultimately, there is a doubt regarding someone that only has enough money for the Ner Chanukah or wine for the Kiddush. Which one's better? The wine for the Kiddush, because it's tadr, it's more constant, it's every single Shabbos, and tadr b'shein and tadr kaidim. Or do we say the Ner Chanukah is better because of pesum nisa? And Rabbah concludes, as a Taisa quotes in Divi Maskel, Ner Chanukah is other because pesum nes. Says Taisa, b'ner l'rashba, it appears to the Rashba, k'shachol reish chedish tebis lis b'shabbos, chedish tebis is the middle of Chanukah. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out to be on Shabbos, Sheyesh lahafta b'neris to Zechariah, that we read from the Haftarah, from the candles of Zechariah, which is in the Navi Zechariah, Mishum Persumi Nisa, because that publicized the miracle, which we read about the idea of the menorah there in that Haftarah, and that's what we read from B'loi B'Hashemayim Kisi, and not the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, She Haftarah is Rosh Chodesh, but that's Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, because although Rosh Chodesh is more constant, as we say regarding the contrast of the Persumi Nisa, of the Ner Chanukah versus the Kiddush of Shabbos, although that's more constant, but Persumi Nisa takes precedent. But moreover, says Taisus, Kimin Sha Mafter Kar B'Shal Chanukah, since the Mafter is reading that of Chanukah, which is the last Aliyah, Yesh Lila Haftim in Shakar. The Haftarah from Navi should be from that which we read, which is the last thing that's read in the Torah, is the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah. Now, but then Taisus explains, so why is that the last thing that's read in the Kriyas HaTorah of in the Chumash of the Sefer Torah? Masha Megdim Likris B'Shal Rosh Chodesh means that if you say the last thing to be read, meaning we do from the Parsha Shavuot, we do that of Rosh Chodesh and we do that of Chanukah, so the last thing being read is Chanukah, so therefore the Haftarah is of Chanukah. But then why are we doing the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh first and not that of Chanukah? It says Tais Mashem de Bekriya Satorah, because by the reading of the Torah, Kimin the Matzil Mevetavai, since you could do both, Tadr Upersumin, it's not one over the other. You could do both, you could read from both, that which is more constant, which is Rosh Chodesh, and that of Persuminis, which is Chanukah. So Avdin Tavai, we do both, and Betadr Kaidim. Then regarding laws of Kedima, if you're doing both, what's constant is first. Our Gemara was told, for example, when you cannot do both, you only have enough money for one of them, then presuming Nisa Adiv, then the publicizing of the miracle is better. So, Haftarah, you only do one. That's going to be from Chanukah. And the reason why you read the Rish Chedesh verse is because Tadr Kaidim. Void Morva says, Taisa, but the Rekris HaTorah, regarding the reading of the Torah, why isn't presuming Nisa greater? Shouldn't that come first in the Kriyas HaTorah? Says Taisus, no, because by the reading of the Torah, in kol kach presuming Nisa, there's not so much a publicizing of the miracle. She'in the maske b'neiris k'may b'aftarah. You don't mention the candles of the menorah like you do in the Aftarah. You just mention the karbanis. And therefore, we're going to first do that of Rosh Chodesh first. Boy near the Rashba, also it appears to the Rashba, the Al-Kenik Dibish al-Rosh Chodesh, the reason why they actually made the Aliyah of the reading of the Rosh Chodesh before that of Chanukah is Kadesha Hamafta Yikub Rosh Chodesh, because we want the Haftarah to be read of Chanukah, meaning we want the Mafter, the last Aliyah, to be Chanukah, the Yafter Benes the Zechariah, so that the Haftarah, which is based on the last Aliyah, should be for the candles of Zechariah. So Taisa explain, why is it when Rosh Chodesh of Tevis falls out in Shabbos Chanukah that we read the Haftarah of Chanukah, is because of Pesumin Nisa, which you have by the Haftarah Chanukah, and because the Maftir is reading the last Aliyahs of Chanukah. So why is it the last Aliyah? Why do we read Rosh Chodesh beforehand? Is because since you could read both, so you do Tadr first. And also since by the Kriyas HaTorah Chanukah is not so much Pesumin Nisa, therefore it does not come before Rosh Chodesh. Additionally, that we read the Kriyas HaTorah Chanukah less, so that it should be the last Aliyah, so that the Haftarah should be that of the Pesumin Nisa of the Novi of Zechariah. Next Tais the Masl Tais begins the words of the Gemara and he says Hachigasina. This is how the text of the Gemara should be. Chazadav regili bishraga. He saw that they were accustomed to lighting the lights, which Tais clarifies the girsum. The Gemara brought the Rav Huna used to go by the opening of Rebavin, and he saw that he was accustomed to lighting many night lights for Shabbos. So he says in that merit they're going to have two sons of Tamid Chacham, and out came Rav Yehuda Barabin and Rav Chiya Barabin. So Tais says that the girsa here is regili bishragam pirish, it means who's regili in the plural? It's habal v'isha, the husband and the wife. L'kacham, and therefore he said, trei gavri rave v'inafki macha, that two great tamid chacham are going to come out of this family, because there were two people lighting. But Kamon Amar, later on the Gemara says Chazadah Bergila, that he saw that Rav Chisda, when he used to pass by the opening of the Bein Nosham, he said, says Chazadah Bergila, he saw that she was accustomed, meaning each Levada, only the woman. And therefore he said, therefore one great person is going to come out in her merit, because it was one person lighting, and therefore it says it in the singular. The next Taisa Damascus begins the words of the Gemara, the Beinosha, the Rav Shizvi. Taisa explains what's Beinosha. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda used to pass by the opening of the Beinosha, the Rav Shizvi, and he saw that they were accustomed to lighting many candles. So he says, that merit's going to come out of a very great person, that's Rav Shizvi. So Amar Rabbi Natam, he says that the reason why it doesn't say on the base of it, Rav Shizvi, only says the Beinosha, is because the Kvar Nifta of, because his father already passed away. Therefore he said in this terminology of Beinosha, because if his father would have still been alive, should have said his father's household. Rather, his father was not alive, and like he said, actually only one person lit, which was the mother, because the father wasn't alive anymore. That's why it says the Bein Nasha of Rav Shizvi. Therefore, Vamir Rabbein the Tam Rishim Rabbein Shmuel, he says, when they write the dowry, the marital document at the wedding, at the Kesubah, if the bride's father is still alive, so you're right, which this was elevated from the house of her father's household, means to say that it was you call it in the Be'avua. But like we said over here, but if let's say the father's already dead, then you write, which is being elevated, which is being brought up from the father's household. But again, you use the word Be'nashu, which refers to that this Nedunyim is being taken from the father's household, but you use a terminology of that is already his since his passing, which is Beinasha. But Taisa brings L'Rash Benira that no, the Filim Mechayim Ashkechon to come in Beinasha. It's not a Raya. You find even when someone's alive, this terminology Beinasha. But Pek Meshech Shech, the Gemara later on, the Kovnan Vav Manav brings a Levi Bered Rav Hunan Barachia. Ashkechay Legavla de Beinasha. He encountered the one who would take care of his father's animals, who would need their food, of the Beinasha, of his father's household, and used the words Nasha. The Kogavul Vasafi Latoya, he found him that he was kneading the dough, the animal, and he was feeding the oxen. Now, Batash Bey, he kicked him because he thought that's forbidden to be done. When you're putting the water into the bran, that it's a Tailado of Dash. Now, the Asa Avua Ashkeche Bechul, then his father came along and says, What are you kicking him for? What he did through was a Shinoi, and therefore it's permitted. But one thing is that we see that obviously his father is still alive, and still it calls it the Beinasha. So therefore, b'yachalichta b'ksuba kashiyot. So therefore, based on this, the Rashba says you can write b'ksuba whatever you want to, whether be'avu or be'nasha, because be'nasha is not only after the passing; it's even when he's still alive. Here, next taste of Masal Tes begins with the words of the Gemara: Gzeri Yomtiv Otur Shabbos. It's a decree of Yomtiv because you might come to do this on Shabbos. Which Taste asked that what's with all the other oils? Why don't we make the same Gzeri of Yomtiv Otur Shabbos? That is the Gemara brought from Rava that. This we said in the Mishnah, not a light for the Ner of Shabbos on Friday afternoon with Shemen Sreif. What's Shemen Sreif? It means a Shemen of Truma oil that became Tameh, you're not allowed to eat, is a mitzvah to burn. It says a mitzvah to burn the wick, and then you may tilt the oil to the wick so that it burns faster, and that's going to be a problem of Havavar, of fire on Shabbos. So Abai asks, if that's the case, then a Yom Tibbe should be permitted to light with such candles because there's no prohibition of tilting, because you're allowed to tilt a candle on Yom Tibbe. Havar is permitted on Yom Tov. So why does the Mishnah say you're not allowed to light with Shem and Sreif on Yom Tov? So the Gemara answers, yes, as our taste is bringing down over here, the Dibbe Masla, it's a gzera that you're not light with it on Yom Tov, because you might come to then light with it on Shabbos. Now, Vim Taim B'Tay says, if you're going to say, so then if you have this gzera of Yom Tov at the Shabbos, so b'chol sh'manim she'ein matlikim ben b'Shabbos, so then all the oils we mentioned in our Mishnah that are not valid oils, you're not light with them on Shabbos, nigzer Yom Tov at the Shabbos, you should not be able to light with them on Yom Tov, because you might come to light with them on Shabbos. The problem is, Masnit and Tan, our Mishnah, it says, Imad Likim Shem and Sreifa Biyom Tov. It only mentions regarding the Shem and Sreifa, which is the Truma oil that became Tameh, that it says, Nala Burn on Yom Tov. Mashem Dershah, Shemon, and Mad Likim. It sounds like all the other oils, you are a lot of light. But why? Based on what the Gemara is saying for Rava, then you should say the same thing regarding all oils, not only regarding Shem and Sreifa. Yeshlemite says what you could say is no. The Bishar Shman by all the other oils, the Kivin de Einim Shacham Achabsila, since the oil does not get drawn after the wig, Kishar Biyamtiv, even if we let you on Yamtiv, because yeah, there's no concern of Shemayata, Loy Osala Mishra Bishabbos, we're not going to come to permit it to be done on Shabbos. The Pshitu, the Ikala Mixaban Shemayata, because obviously we on Shabbos is a concern of that you might come to tilt it, and you're not going to compare on Yamtiv, because I mean, these are oils you know that don't. don't burn well, and you know that it might come to shemiyata. Av shem and sreifa, but regarding the shem and sreifa, the truma that became tameh, ishar b'yamtiv. If you let the person use such a candle on yamtiv, ikalamiti v'aslam mishra b'shabbos, then persons might make the mistake and think that you are allowed to use it for the Shabbos candles. Ki even in nimshach achar absula, because ultimately it does get drawn after the wick. And lefisha ein in pasha loilam the taima. It's not so obvious to everyone the reasoning. The mitzvah shemitzah love l'sarfa, that because it's a mitzvah to burn the gzeir shemiyata, then when concerned you might come to tilt. People are not going to realize that there is that difference. And therefore, if we allow it to be done on yamtiv, which is similar to people then as Shabbos, they might come to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, we said by shemitz reifa specifically gzeir yamtiv at the Shabbos, by all the other oils, it's not applicable because we realize that on yamtiv we don't concern about shemiyata, but on Shabbos, that since they're not drawn after the wick, it might lead to shemiyata. Now Taisus brings contradiction in the opinions of Rabba and of Abaya. As Taisus brings, Hiksha Rabba Obliyazer. The Hacham of Harash Rabba here in our Gemara Rabba explains. The time or the reason why you cannot light with this Shem and Sreva Yamtib is a Gezeira, it's a decree Yamtib, but the Shabbos, because it will let you do it on Yamtib, you might come to do it on Shabbos. Problem is, L'kamon, later on, the Chavdal Mabez, Mafik Mikra, the Hulavadi, the Gemara brings it from a Pasig of Hulavadi. When it talks about what's permitted to be done on Yom Tov of Eichel Nefesh, it says, this alone are you allowed to do. Which that comes to exclude anything that you could do a different day is not Deche Yom Tov. Now, since you could burn Kodshim the following day, so the burning is not going to be Deche Yom Tov. So it sounds like the rabbi holds the reason why you're not allowed to burn the Shem and Sreifa is a Gezerah, because you might come to burn Kodshim, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, and not because of Gezerah, like he says in our Gemara of Altur Shabbos. So that was Rabbi Yez's question. Rabbeinu Shmuel responded, and he says, no. So obviously you have to say that the Gemara later on, the Chavdal Mabez, have a Rava. That's Rava, not Rava. Shehu Achra Abaya, where he's after Abaya. Those were contemporaries. And therefore, actually, Rava's opinion there is mentioned after the opinion of Abaya. Whereas Vahacha, Rava, in our Gemara, it's Rava, Shari Meshav, Abaya Tamid. We find that his student Abaya asked on his interpretation, and began polygale Rav Chizda Chavei. We find who's his disputant is Rav Chizda, who is the colleague of Rabba. So it's not a contradiction. One's Rabba, one's Rabba. Ach kosh, however, but what is difficult is my parachach Abaya. We have a contradiction in Abaya's opinion. He asked the question on Rabba's opinion, and he says, based on Rabba's interpretation, Elmiyata b'yamtib lishtri, if the reason why you're not allowed to use it is because of you're not allowed to burn kodshim, So then, what that shemiyata? So it says, then you should be able to do it on yomtiv, because yomtiv there's no concern shemiyata. You're allowed to tilt the candle on yomtiv. Now the difficulty is, who gufei mafik lekamon? But Abai himself concludes in the Gemara later on over there, the emad ligim shem and sreifa nala burn the shem and sreifa me oila shabbos b'shabbate from a pasik from oila shabbos b'shabbate, which you're not allowed to burn things that are not Shabbos things like shem and sreifa. And therefore, it's from a pasuk. So what's he asking Rabba that it should be permitted? So Menir Lefarash says, Taisus, it would seem to explain that Abaye and Rabba Kamon, that actually Abaye and Rabba later on, they weren't going on this, as we're discussing here in our Gemara, of why you're not allowed to go ahead and light the Shem and Truma that became Tummy Yomtiv. And that they're coming to explain Lefisha ain't serving Kachim Yamtiv because you cannot burn Kachim on Yamtiv, and therefore they made a Gzeira of Truma that became Tamei, that you now burn it on Yamtiv too. No. Rather, they hold that, yes, that's learnt out from what we're saying here in our Gemara, that you're not allowed to burn the Shem and Sreifa because of Gzeira Yamtiv at the Shabbos. And because the Shabbos is Gzeira Shemiyata, like Abai was discussing here with Rabba. Because of a less lehu high gezer truma atu kachim. No, they don't hold of what the Gemara there was saying, that we make a gezer of truma atu kachim. Ela kaima lefrushi, what were they explaining over there? Menolan shein sarfin kachim yamtiv. How do you know that you don't burn kachim on yamtiv? On that, they're disagreeing which pasuk you learn not to issa of burning kachim on yamtiv, but not because that's a source of the truma that you're not burn of that's tamay yamtiv. No, that's like we're learning here in our Gemara, is because of atu Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, it's not forbidden because of Kachim. There they're explaining why is it forbidden to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. But now Taisus gives a different resolution for the contradiction in the opinion of Rabba. Taisus brings Virajba Mefarash. She explains it actually Hachi. This was Abaye's question on Rabba. Elamiyata, if the case is that the prohibition on Shabbos is because of Gezeirah Shemiyata, that's because if there's a mitzvah to burn it, you might come to tilt it that it should burn faster. So I asked him, so if that's the case, but Yomtiv Lishteri, Abaye asks, on Yomtiv should be permitted. What was he asking? So Taisa explains. The Rashba explains. If you say that the reason why you're not allowed to burn the shemen sreifa is because the mayor biyamtiv shachal be'erev Shabbos, is because it's talking about the erev Shabbos is a yamtiv, and the time of the reason is lefisha ain't serving kachim yamtiv because you're not allowed to burn kachim on yamtiv, and so do we say truma is also forbidden because you might come to burn kachim on yamtiv? Could the mukhi l'rav chizda, which is the other interpretation, the gemara like the way Rav Chizda said it? So that's what Abaye is saying. Shabbat, then everything would be okay with the mishnah we learn later on that you're not allowed to burn kachim on yamtiv. Since you say the reason why you're not allowed to light these candles for Shabbos is Gezeirah Shemayata, because you might come to tilt it on Shabbos, then Hashta Leimotzi Lefushadam, we have no understanding to explain what's this Debi Yomtiv Eimadlikin, that on Yomtiv you cannot light this. Lefisha ain't serving Kajim Yomtiv, because you don't bring Kajim Yomtiv. What are we bringing in the laws of Yomtiv over here regarding the laws of lighting candles there for Shabbos, which is you're saying about a whole different reason, that of Shemayata? Even the biyamtiv time achrinu, since for yamtiv the reason why you can't light is for a whole different reason of because of you know burn kachim yamtiv. Ella rather says Abaye, what do you have to say? Tzarich lavash, you would have to say no the biyamtiv na mishemiyata. If it's being brought in over here, obviously it's the same reasoning as why you cannot light on Shabbos, which might come to tilted, and that's what's bothering Abaye. Umayata shayach biyamtiv. What does it have to do with the problem of tilting on yamtiv? You're allowed to tilt on yamtiv. It says the Rashba ulafizim misyashab lishna. Now, based on this interpretation, it makes a lot of sense. The words Abaye says elami ata. Well, if that's the case, well, right now, those are the words he uses. The mashma sheish lafash ben yachah, because it sounds from like his wording. Because there is another way to interpret shelo yikshe, that he would not have Abaye's question of biyamtiv lishtri, that on yamtiv should be permitted. Because you're right. Without Rabba's interpretation, rather, if you said like the way Rav Chizda says, it wouldn't be difficult that it should be permitted on yamtiv. It's only because, according to Rava, that the reason is not because the Sefer is Kachim, that it's difficult, so then it should be permitted on Yom Tov. And therefore, so too will the Kasha Dabaya Adabaya. Therefore, that's why it's also not difficult, the contradiction we asked from Abaya before, because truth is Abaya holds that it is forbidden because you don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov. And he learns that out from Eilat Shabbos. Here we're talking about that, and in other words, it's like Rav Chizda, that we're talking about Yom Tov that falls out to be an Erev Shabbos. He was asking that, according to Rava, that's where the difficulty begins. Now, Tais asks a different question. Bim Timon, if you're going to say, wait a second, how do we understand Rabbah in the first place? The Halacha goes to Rabbah. Here, Rabbah is making a decree of Yom Tov to Shabbos. He says, you're not allowed to burn this Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, because you might come to do it on Shabbos. Now, but Shabbos Gufei Shemayata. Why can't you light such a candle for Erev Shabbos? Because that itself is a gzer, because you might come to tilt it. And Cain suffers, or comes to that he holds, the Gazrin gzer, then you make gzer for gzer. Where you now go ahead and light on Yom Tov, because you might light on Shabbos, and Shabbos because you might come to tilt it. But Reish Perkin Kama, but in the beginning of the parak, he says these words. He says, why he goof a gzer? It itself is a gzer. Ba'anan nekim and niggas a gzer, we're going to make a gzer for the gzer, as we continue to the top of the chavdal manalf. Meaning, v'loi gazrinan, we do not make a gzer of nos latei chele mohutach shemen, to put in some good oil into the melted tallow, which is not a valid oil. We're not going to make such a gzera to say that's not valid, for the case of when you're not going to put in some shemen. Why not? It says Rabbah, because the beloy nosen nami loy aser, because even when you don't put in oil, it's not forbidden el ator shein mohotach, only because you might come to one of the tallow, the fats which are not melted. Now, as Tosfos clarifies, avakav de bechel mohotach, even though really by the melted tallow by itself, gezrin gzera gzera, there it sounds like we do make gzera gzera. Why? Because the gezrin ator shein mohotach, we make gzera of when it is melted, then you're not used to it because of the case when you're not going to melt it. And even when it's not melted, it's only a problem because then you might come to tilt it. Says Tais, no, that's not considered gzeilig zera. Because when it's not melted, vadeyata, you're going to for sure tilt it. Like we said in the Mishnah, these are wicks that and the oils that they don't get drawn after the wick. So that's for sure. So when we tell you cannot use even when mehutach, that's really one gezer. But over here, mishum shemitzvah love. What? Because there's a mitzvah for him to burn it, that we're only concerned that he might come to tilt because of the mitzvah. Less la meim of adiyata. We're not going to say that he's for sure going to come to tilt, and therefore that we have the difficulty. Here, Rab is making gzera b'yom tov to Shabbos, even though Shabbos is only usher because of gzera, because of the mitzvah, and yet over there we say, by the chalev that's mehutach with the shemen, that we don't make gzera l'gzera, according to Rab himself. So the Tirtz Re answers, he says, no, the Hachal Echashu Gzeh L'Gzeh. Here now, Gemara, it's not considered Gzeh L'Gzeh. Why? Because the Yom Tov Shabbos kept Dodin in. Although we're saying it's Yom Tov Shabbos, it's not a double Gzeh, because really Yom Tov Shabbos we treat as the same. And therefore, it's one gezerah of the Shabbos of Shemini Atzeret, which includes Yom Tov. Like we say in the Gemara later on, the Samach Mebeis, Gam Sandal HaMesumer, like the sandal which has these nails in them. Not to go out with them at Shabbos and Yom Tov because the story did happen. Now, although the story happened on Shabbos, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Gemara says, is the same idea because people don't know how to differentiate. It looks like everyone's dressed the same. It's the same type of a holiday. And therefore, it's one gezer. Now, but the Rashba has a different question. He says, the Hacha gives you Yom Tov, but the Shabbos here, it sounds like we do make a gezer of Yom Tov, but Shabbos, like we treat it the same. But in the Gemara later on, the Gemara concludes, that we don't make such a gezer of Yom Tov about the Shabbos. Says the Rashba, b'shema ein lahashvas gezer shachacham zulazu. Maybe we shouldn't compare, and we cannot compare, the decrees of the sages one to the other, oisam she'en b'malacha achas, if they're not from the same malacha itself. And that is, over here, we make such a gezer because the malacha vavara. So we make a gezer yom tov at the Shabbos. There it's a gezer because the isra of tiltal, and there, maybe they don't make a gezer yom tov at the Shabbos. So Tosis, I had a question. Why don't we make a gezer of not lighting a yom tov, even by the other oils, that you don't come to light them on Shabbos? So Taisa says, no, by other oils, where there's a concern of tilting, you're not going to come to light on Shabbos. By Shemit Sreifa, where it's not because of the reasoning of tiltal, of Atiyah, it's because of the mitzvah of the Sreifa, so then you might come to light on Shabbos if we let you light on Yom Tov. So Taisa asks that the problem is here, Rabbah says because of Gzera, and later on the Gemara brings it from a Pasuk. So he explains that no, over there the gear says Rabbah, and here it's Rava. But then Taisa asks that what's Abaye's question that a Yom Tov should be permitted? He himself says forbidden from a Pasuk that you not do it on Yom Tov. So now Taisa had an answer for the two last questions that actually Abaye and Rava over there, they weren't coming to explain that they were only coming to explain that you cannot burn Kachem on Yom Tov. But actually they don't hold that that's the reason why you're not allowed to burn also Truma on Yom Tov. Because rather the reason is like the Argamar brings it over here. It's not based on the Pasuk. Now the Rashba answers, it says that actually a biased question to Rava is that according to your opinion, you say the reason that it's forbidden is because of Gezerah. So then how do you understand the Mishnah? That you don't light on Yom Tov because of the Issa Sefer's Kachim? So what does it have to do over here? And if it's because you're going to say a Shemayata, but there's no Shemayata Yom Tov. And that Taisa had a question that Rava himself says that it's forbidden because of Gezerah. Because of Yom Tov at the Shabbos, Shabbos is Shemayata. Later on, elsewhere the Gemara says that he does not make Gzeir L'Gzeir. So that Taisa ends is that over here it's Gzeir Yom Tov at the Shabbos, not considered Gzeir L'Gzeir, it's considered like one thing. We find elsewhere Taisa asks that we don't make Gzeir Yom Tov at the Shabbos. And that says Taisa is that we cannot compare Gzeir Chachamim when it's different malachas one to the other. We continue with the next Taisa B'Maschil, which is really from the previous Amid. Taisa says, Gzeira Yom Tov at the Shabbos. The Gemara says that it's a decree of Yom Tov at the Shabbos. Taisa comes to ask that why is it forbidden to burn challah that's tamei on Yom Tov? That is, the Gemara brought, as we mentioned, Rabbi says that the reason why you don't light on the neir for Shabbos of the shemen that became truma that became tamei is because since the mitzvah to burn, they were concerned that you might come to tilt the candle to burn it faster to fulfill the mitzvah of burning it. Now, even though on Yom Tov there's no issa havara, but that we make Gzeira that you shouldn't light on Yom Tov up to doing on Shabbos. But for Kashla Rashba, Rashba has a difficulty. Hadit nam the paragim of the Bay. This we learn in the Mishnah in the third paragim of the Bay of Chabzayim of Bay's, where it's told about an animal that died in Yom Tov, that you shouldn't move it from its place. So it brought that Maisa, there was an incident, Mishol Reb Tarfin Allah, he asked regarding this case of the dead animal, and Vala Chala Shanitmas regarding Chala, which is the Matnas Kuna that became Tami. Vamali, they said to him, Lo Yazizim Mkaimim, it should not be moved from its place. Now, that bothers Taisis, Vahashta La Rab. Now, according to Rabba, and according to him, the whole reason why you're not allowed to burn the shemen of Truma that became Tamei Yom Tov is because of Gzeira Atur Shabbos. So my lo is and why can't you move this challah Tamei on Yom Tov? But b'chazi lehesik tachas tavshil. But it's valid. It has that you could burn it beneath the pot of the food. Do loyishayach bala mikzu Yom Tov the Shabbos kamei b'shemen. That you can't even make it the Gzeira Yom Tov of the Shabbos like regarding the oil because there's no shemayata regarding bread. Because you don't light it like a candle. So although you would think that challah that's tamei, which is a matnas kuna, is similar to the shemen of truma that's tamei, but the whole reasoning of Rabbah only applies by shemen, which you'll have shemayat and shabbos, which you don't have by bread. So Taisus, now, well, a feed time of the ain't server kachem b'yamta, but according to the interpretation of Rav Chisda, that the reason why you cannot burn it is because you can't burn kachem b'yamta, and therefore you cannot burn truma that became tummy. So that's the same thing. The burning of the challah is the same thing as the burning of the shemen that became tummy. So that nicha, that would be okay. But what are you going to do with rabba? So as Taisa Batzach Litcha, you have to give a contrived interpretation and say that the reason why you cannot burn challah on Yom Tiv that became tummy is the gezrin the challah, and the gezer takes out the word b'shabbos, utter shemen. That would make the gezerah of challah. If we let you do burnt challah, that's tameh, which is matnas kuna. You might come to burn the shemen, that's truma, on Yom Tov, which is forbidden because of Batu Shabbos. So therefore, including that was also the challah shenitmes has the same halacha like the shemen of truma that was nitmes, which you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov, Atu Shabbos.